Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts, arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
And we're your hosts for Art on the Air. Our theme music every week is by the wonderful Billy Foster with a vocal
the
by
the wonderful,
Renee.
The amazing, the phenomenal.
He is. Billy and I had many conversations when I was briefly working at IUN, and when he wanted to do a jazz festival, which we'll talk about a little bit later, about the new one coming up.
I know, we're so excited.
Yes. Our underwriters for Art in the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Hey, if you'd like to find out more about leasing space in our historic building, give Walt a call at 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. 462-5821. I'd like to thank them for their generous support in underwriting Art on the Air. Always a thank and a shout out to Greg Kovac, WVLP station manager, for getting us on the air.
Yeah, thank you so much, Greg.
Art on the Air is also supported by Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant. We got that through South Shore Arts, and that's part of the National Endowment for the Arts. So I guess they think we're important enough to actually send us money for that. That'd be great. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, exhibit, or even appear as an artist, please email us at artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. You know, our program, if you can't hear us over there at 103.1 FM, are always streaming live at WVLP.org. You can click on that button there, and you can hear all of our programming throughout the broadcast day. Hey, we'll rebroadcast on this station at Monday at 5 p.m., and you can also listen, go to our webpage where we have a show archive right there at breck.com, A-O-T-A. That's breck, B-R-E-C-H.com. AOTA. We also have our detailed arts events calendar, which we read on the air, but if you don't get anything, I have hyperlinks there and everything. You click on it and you can find out more about what's going on.
Yeah, so. Even more than we talk about.
Yes,
we
do.
Put stuff on there.
Yeah, we can put
surprises.
More.
We put
yeah.
surprises.
So we're not reading your phone numbers and hyperlinks and all that. That's kind of boring. Hey, by the way, we're pleased to announce that Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM is now airing Art on the Air Sundays at 7 p.m. So you can tune in there and hear our show.
Wow.
Yeah, that gives us greater coverage throughout Northwest Indiana. And of course, carrying us almost from the very beginning is IU Northwest Online Closed Circuit Radio Station, WIUN Red Hawk Radio. We don't have a regular schedule with them, Matt. They just throw us on the air whenever they do, but they do us weekly, so we're there.
More surprises.
Hey, you know, whatever. Eventually, they will get to that schedule thing. We'd like to remind you that this is a community radio station. That means that we are supported by underwriting, like we have with Brower Museum and Walt Breidinger and Paragon Investments. And we're always looking for support from either individual listeners, show-specific, especially for our show. Esther and I would love you to be an underwriter for our show. We'd be happy to do that. There's underwriting levels, you know, that might fit your budget. And we mention you on the air like we did with our two underwriters so far and the other ones. There's things at different levels. You can find out information about underwriting at wvlp.org/support. And, you know, we want you to support us in whatever level you can. We don't want you to just be a listener, though we appreciate your listenership. We want you to be a supporter and underwriter of the station. And like I say every week, and this brings a smile to Esther's face every time I say
I'm
that.
Doing now.
Don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting our station. By the way, we'd like to do a kind of a sad announcement. Recently, WVLP lost one of our long-serving volunteers, Rory Martin. He was an all-around good guy who was a staple on community matters. He was a wonderful way of knowing lots about what we do with his sunny personality. Roy's service is coming, if you know him, on Sunday the 13th. Will take place at 4 p.m. at LifeBridge Christian Church in town. That's on 1705 LaPorte Avenue. So rest in peace, Roy. We appreciate your support at WLP, and I know our listeners will miss you here and everything like that. So that's what we've got going on. You know, we have some wonderful arts calendar things that we'll do, and so I'm going to kick it off with Porter County. And again, at the Brouwer Museum, they have three exhibits running. They have Betty LaDuke's Social Justice Revisited, Remembering, Reliving, Resisting. And at we have Sue Kwok, who just did a gallery talk last week called the Cosmic Lights Series. And Mark Fletcher called Winking Turtle, Whispering Tree. And they had some wonderful things going on there. They do have an event coming up with a gallery talk with Mark Fletcher. And that's going to be coming up on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. there. So you can meet him, talk to him. And I think they're going to planning to have some music or chamber music going on at the same time. So that's all at the Brouwer Museum. And our good friend Greg Hertzley, former host on this show, you know, he always takes a good job making that thing happen there. The Village Gallery at Pines, they are now hosting, connected well to Valpo, curated by the one and only Richard Brouwer, namesake of the museum, the Junior Art Major exhibit. And that's running through November 14th. You can go there to the Village Pines in Valparaiso. It's a great community. I had an exhibit there. They do a wonderful job, but you can go in and see the great thing in their little gallery there. They also have stuff that's part of their permanent collection. Chesterton Arts Center. Well, lots of things happening there. We had 2 weeks ago, we had Marianne Pals and Larry Jensen, and their exhibit was In Our Nature. And that exhibit opened last Sunday. It'll be running through October 28th. It was a great exhibit. You see Larry's...
I can't wait. I'm going to today.
Well, you're coming out Chesterton. Well, you should stop in at Breckwood then and say hi.
I will soon. I don't think it's possible today,
We're going to try to get her out there sometime. Anyway, it's a great exhibit. I was there on the opening. It'll be running through October 28th. And following that exhibit, Ileana Artists, The Gift of Art, and that's their member exhibit. That'll be at Chesterton Arts Center. They'll open November 3rd, opening reception on that same day, and that'll be running through November 28th. By the way, it's still open to all Ileana Artists members. You need to submit your work by October 17th, and the link is on our, or the email is on our site. They have a lot of other things going on. Stained Glass with Mark Van Ryn does a critique night every first Wednesday of the month. And they're doing a special thing, Cookies and Canvas. No, that's not Wine and Canvas, because these are for kids. Halloween edition. Yeah, you know, that might be, it's troublesome if we did that the other way. Halloween edition of it. On Friday, they have it for ages 3 through 7 on October 18th from 5 to 6:30. And then age 8 and up can attend from 7 to 8:30. It's fun. They'll be doing an 8x10 Halloween theme sketch canvas painting with cookies and, well, juice in that case. It's only $10 per kid and $5 if you're a member of Chesterton Arts Center. And we have two brand new instructors there that taking care of our children's activities. Art Barn. We'll be doing a paint party for adults, families, and kids, and that's going to be going October 19th from 2 to 4 p.m., ages 9 and up, and it's a great time for families to get together for the Halloween season. Hey, by the way, if you can find out information more about more things happening in Art Barn, it's again on our events page. Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques, that's in Chesterton. That's a gallery that's only been open for a couple of years. It's right there with the Flying Mermaids in the same building. They'll be doing October 10th, a macrame dream catcher, October 12th, board and breakfast, Saturday, and then October 18th, they do broken jewelry workshops. You can bring your jewelry in and you can work on fixing it. Acrylic pour class on October 23rd. And into November, they have like wire wrap class and everything. They have a whole bunch of things going on now, so you can go on our events page and find out. That's Artsy, Fine Arts, and Antiques. The Depot Museum and Art Gallery, that's located on US 12, that quaint little thing that's not more than just a stop for the South Shore train. And they're going to have a new opening actually October 11th. Hey, that's today if you're listening to us live from 5 to 7. It's an opening reception for Into the Wild, photography by Sue Galambas, and they'll be running through November. Just down the street, around the corner, is the Ellen Firm Gallery, and they have an exhibit by Linda Weigel. She's an artist, educator, journalist, and she's been doing a whole wide variety of charcoal drawings from the Michiana landscapes and everything. She's over opening reception also is October 11th, 5 to 8, and refreshments will be provided. You're all welcome there. So if you're in the Beverly Shores area, you can hit two of them right next to each other. Hey, Memorial Opera House is continuing through this weekend, October 13th, The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie. And like we said before, it's the one thing that Agatha Christie always said that would not be a television or filmed or anything like that. Well, once it goes into public domain, she can't say much about that anymore. But at least in her copyright, you can only do it as a play. Roots Organic Cafe. We'll continue with Ken Christensen's photography that is opened on September 28th and continues, I guess, for about 2 months. We don't have an end date on that. Dig the Dunes. Hey, photographers especially or artists, you can submit your artwork for their 2020 calendar.
Hi, Eve.
Hi, Eve. How you doing there? She digs the dunes for sure. And they're also looking for page sponsors. So if you have a business or something, you want to be part of the whole Dig the Dunes scene, contact it. I have the web links both of those things on our page. And finally, Chicago Street Theater. Well, they are doing, and we haven't had them on talking about the show, but I hope to get them on as a guest.
That'll
soon.
Be good.
They're doing a new musical called Toxic Avenger, which already opened October 4th, runs through the 26th. And a special event coming this weekend on October 12th, and he's been making the rounds throughout North End, is they have a special Swengooley event. And that will be there. So you can find out information about that by clicking on the web link on our page. But Swengooley has been making rounds. He's been in Hammond at an event, and
Michigan City last year. Missed that one. I'll have to.
Yeah, he's getting the rounds in North of Santa. I guess Berwyn has tossed him out. No, if anyone's familiar with it, he always makes fun of Berwyn. That was a big joke on his show. So that's what we got going on.
There's so much going on October 12th. Oh my gosh,
this weekend is really happening here.
It is.
So hey, we're going to see what's going on in LaPorte County.
Well,
so
here it comes. Yeah, in LaPorte County, Thaddeus C. Gallery. They're located in downtown LaPorte. Lubeznik Center for the Arts, the Chicago Imagists, Before and After. This exhibit runs through October 19th and is showing in all three galleries. Rising Phoenix Gallery, their exhibit is the Duneland Plein Air Painters. SFC Gallery has Patty Schaffner. She's the October exhibiting artist. Southern Shore Art Association, their October and final exhibit in this space is called Weather, Sun, Rain, Snow, Wind, and Clouds. And this exhibit depicts weather as a major factor. And Larry, do you want to talk to us a bit about Southern Shore?
Yes, we do. Well, I'm on the board for that. I'm the vice president, so I'm in charge of all the vices.
All the vices.
Yeah, Esther's like my wife. She's heard most of my jokes. But anyway, unfortunately, the building has been sold. Esther hasn't gotten to the point where she rolls her eyes yet. But
I haven't gotten to that point yet. Well, maybe sometime.
But and you and the radio audience wouldn't see that. So, but anyway, Southern Shore, unfortunately, will be moving from that location. The building owned by Arnold Besser, he's been so gracious to let be there for so many.
He's been so essential to the arts community.
Art studios upstairs and everything. Yeah. But, he's wanting to retire. And so the building's for sale. So we are vacating the building this month. Our exhibit that we have currently up will close early on the 20th. And we're going to be moving out before the end of the month. But we, as a board, have decided that somehow we will still exist. And whether we find a new space, do pop-up galleries or things like that, Southern Shore will march on. And
opportunities will abound.
I know.
They will.
We might even have
it'll be so wonderful.
We might even have an exhibit at the Nest sometime. We might be able to work that out. You think we could get the person at the Nest to work that out?
I don't know. She's pretty hard to get in touch with.
Okay. Well, maybe we can give her a shout-out from the show and do that. Seriously.
My help.
It's part of the Franklin Arts District, and if you've not been there on a first Friday ever, you should go there sometime. I know I've talked to people about going, and once they go, they just are so enthralled with going up and down the street, seeing all the different galleries open. It's just such a wonderful evening. So
yeah, it's very nice.
So tell us more what's going on in LaPorte County.
Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting the new work by Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. It's a wonderful contemporary art gallery. Nest, our exhibit is Robert Serco, Me, Myself, and Eyes, his recent paintings and drawings. Please come and see this exhibit. It's phenomenal to see his new body of work. Saturday, October 12th. There's two things happening. One is AHA, Art and Horse-Assisted Healing Workshop at Anamkara in LaPorte. It's using art to help heal trauma, and then you have the horses right there and the goats, and
you can horse around
her beautiful property at Anamkara. And then Saturday, October 12th in the evening, we have the Writing Out Loud series at 7:30 p.m. in collaboration with the Michigan City Public Library, who I adore. We'll have local author Michael Poor, and he's the author of the critically acclaimed novel Reincarnation Blues and the children's book Two Girls, A Clock, and A Crooked House that was released in September. We look forward to that. That format is really exciting. You have an interview and then an author reading, and then questions from the audience. It's really a wonderful wonderful evening. Saturday, October, Wednesday, September 18th, and every third Wednesday is the Brain Injury Support Group. It also meets at Anamkara at 5 p.m. Saturday, October 19th, the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent at 7 p.m. It's every third Saturday.
Ta-da.
I know, da-da-da-da. We love Captain Ambivalent. He just had a solo show last week at the Nest, and it was so funny. So the Every Kind of Talent Show is an open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell. So come show us your talent. We have a really appreciative audience. Tuesday, October 22nd is Free Tai Chi Easy with Christy Putnam at 5:30 p.m. Sunday, October 27th is the vintage semi-horror movie evening, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and that's at 2 p.m. It's the 1917 version, which is supposedly the worst movie ever produced, which I know is very subjective. Everybody has probably their worst movie that they've ever seen. Ours will have a new score by Dan Schaff, and I think it's going to be interactive, if I remember right. That's always a lot of fun. Let's see. And I will mention the first annual Jazz Fest that we're doing. Billy and Renee Foster and I on November 30th, and we're looking for supporters, both sponsorship as well as people to help out and get the word out for the Foster Golden Uptown Jazz Nest Festival. And that is it in Michigan City. I will mention, though, that the Michigan City Community Enrichment Corporation is offering a free grant writing workshop, and it's tailored toward the people applying for the MCC EC grant application, and that's Tuesday, October 15th. You go to their website. There's 40 participants allowed. It's from 6 to 7 p.m., and if you're interested in applying for that grant, please reserve your seat for the workshop.
That's great. By the way, you're listening to WVLP 103.1 FM. Yeah, that's okay. We're doing that. And this is Art on the Air. Well, I'll continue with Lake County, but one comment about the Jazz Festival. I know when I was at IUN briefly and we had the brand new theater, Billy and I tried to get that operating there. You know, we thought it was like much what they have at Valpo University. And we just kept running into roadblocks there. So this is exciting.
There'll be three different. Well, one, the Billy Foster Band will be backing everybody, and then we'll have special guests. So Carl Cohn, and we have a great lineup of musicians.
So if you can help us out on that, you know, actually you can use our Art on the Air at WVLP email at gmail.com email to, if you want information about that. Esther and I both look at that. And so if you're interested, or contact her directly at the Nest. And,
yes. Please send all jazz aficionados our way.
Right.
So.
And you can also send me, if you're interested in being a supporter of the event, that'd be great. Well, let's move on to Lake County before we get to our guest, because she's going to walk out on us pretty soon if we don't get her on the air. At Studio 659, well, Bump in the Night is opening on October 12th at 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. because that's going to go right on with Whiting's Wickedly Whiting Celebration. Got to say that very carefully. And that exhibit will run through November 16th. It's a Halloween-themed exhibit. You find out information both on their Facebook page and links are on the site, but that's in 119th Street in Whiting, so you can be Wicked Whiting on that weekend.
weekend, there we go.
Well, they do such great things in Whiting, too. I mean, it's a wonderful place. South Shore Arts, well, they continue with the 76th Annual Salon Show. That's running through November 10th and everything in the Bachman Gallery. The Atrium Gallery now has Marianne Trisma, Path to the Beach, and she will had her reception already. And then her exhibit in the Atrium there at the Center for Visual Performing Arts running through November 24th. In their Crown Point branch, Something in the Air, Work from an Artist in Residence, and that reception will be October 27th. That will run through the 7th, as you can see that in Crown Point Branch. Substation number 9, and that's in downtown Hammond. Julio Guerrera, Gallery of the Voice, and his reception has already occurred, but his exhibit will be running through November. Toll Theater, well, they will have, and also in Hammond, it's Judy Crawford, four-year consideration, will be on exhibit in their theater lobby, and then Cafe Fresco, also in Crown Point. Joey Lax, Salinas, Photos of the Region, running through November 23rd. Miller Beach Arts and Creative District has a group exhibit called Anatomy of Artists. It features the work of 8 different artists in a variety of media. There they gather together to do different types of things. I'll be opening reception, again, is Friday, October 11th. So there's a lot of second Friday openings, I guess, we have happening. 6 to 9 p.m. at the great center there, right there on Lake Street. So you can see that information, again, is on our links there. South Lake Artists Cooperative cooperative, and they're commonly known as Slack. No web page, they just have a Facebook group. They're concluding their exhibit, China Cat Sunflower Sip, at the Sip Coffee House number 2 in Highland. And then they have Texture at the Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. They have a new exhibit coming in called Portrait of an Artist. That's the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. And their Crackle entries for their new exhibit is October 14th. So if you're an artist interested, they're a fun little group. They meet also the Paul Henry Gallery, like I think once a month, to just work together in art. You know, they kind of have a collaboration, and they just sit there and kind of a critique night. Part of that group, and also part of another group, is Tony Lipka, sometimes known as Pants Are Optional. That's one of his nicknames, because he always wears short pants. His exhibit opened at a new place that's doing exhibiting at Harbor Works on October 5th, and it's going to be running for a month there. Information there. You can see his unique constructions and multimedia work. And then another group that Tony's involved with is called the Dire Art Visionaries. They nicknamed themselves Dave, and they have space, energy, and time. And they're looking for submissions by November 2nd, and that will go to the Wild Rose Brewery Griffith. Information's on our events page. Theater at the Center. Well, guess what? This is the final weekend for the Pajama Game, the great musical that kind of put Fosse and Verdon really on the map, so to speak. Fosse really emerged as a, not only performer, but as a choreographer. It's sort of stepped up in his unique choreographic style. You know, what we call jazz hands, most people know as Fosse hands. Mm-hmm. So our guest is making Fosse hands with me here. So anyway, that's ending on October 13th. Lakeshore Community Concerts. Well, they did their whole series is opening. You can find out information. They just recently had their new concert. It's coming up October 19th called Broadway Bound. It's three redneck tenors are going to perform. It's kind of a unique take on the three tenors theme. And again, that's at my old stomping grounds, Munster Auditorium. So you can find out information on our page. Northwest Indiana Symphony. Well, guess what? They're they have a whole season. They already did their music of John Williams in September. Coming up is their popular Holiday Pops, and they're doing three whole performances December 11th, 12th, 13th. And because of that, you may want to get ahead on the tickets a little bit. So they have a wonderful season plan, but you might look for their whole thing. You'll find the information on in the link there. And then also, if you've never heard them, John Kane, who is the executive director for South Shore Arts, he has done a yearly kind of holiday reading. His next one is going to be November 19th on Tuesday at the Center for Performing Arts. And you can become a sponsor. You can do different types of things, everything like that. But anyway, the theme of it is Now We Don Our Gay Apparel. He's doing that along with puppeteer Jim West. And they will be looking forward to doing things. They're kind of doing things, you know, if you saw the Lawrence Welk show and kind of those campy things on there, they're going to be doing things like that, a whole bunch of fun things. And there's a luncheon provided. So you can find out information at the South Shore site like that. So that's what we got. Hey, is your event not on our calendar? Well, we're sorry about that. But, you know, it can be. You can go to our wonderful email, and we'd love to hear from you, artontheair@gmail.com. Again, that's artontheair@gmail.com. And one other thing about that is if you just want to give us some feedback on the show, say, hey, you know, we like that, do that, do something, we would love to hear from our listeners.
It's true, and we would also love your suggestions about who else you would like to hear about in all fields of art. I mean, that's what's so fun about the show. Is that we cover not only the visual arts, but the musical arts, the literary arts.
Yes.
And are very open.
Even horse healing.
We did. I know you. I know you had a problem with
no,
that.
No, I didn't have a problem. Bit. It was. It's a different kind
well,
of.
Well, that's
art.
What we're doing. I mean,
yeah,
I'm there. I'm facilitating the art for them for this program.
See?
At Anamkara. So,
just so you know, some of our upcoming guests, and today was kind of unique. Our guests came in at the last minute because we had some family issues that came up that prevented our scheduled guests from being there, which we're going to try to do that. But we have upcoming things coming up. Next week, we have the Disposable Improv Comedy Group coming. And I don't know if the whole group's coming, but they're going to talk about what they're doing. They're based out of Chesterton.
It's always a great time when the theater group comes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm an old theater guy. You did that for 40
some years. That Canterbury show was,
that was
so
fun.
Wonderful.
So, and again, if you're interested in doing the theater, you know, we'd love to promote what you have. Remember, we book about a month or more out. So if you're interested, think ahead. On the 25th, we have kind of the group that I know. These young people are Walk Among Us, and they're actually just kind of rising, a rising thing. They do kind of I'm not sure exactly how to describe their music. It's kind of out there, but it's everything. So then on the 1st, we have Tim King from the La Porte Symphony. He's coming in there to talk about their upcoming things. And then one thing I did not read, and I got to go back and do that, is Phil Potemka, who we've had on the show, and he also does marketing for Theater at the Center. He's going to be talking about his new book, and the one event that I want to make sure I got out there is that on October 27th, on Sunday at 2:30 p.m., he is going to be doing a live cooking demonstration at the Center for Performance on the Theater at the Center stage. And he's going to be doing that, showing about that. And his whole theme is, his whole thing is like From Farm, which he lived in Northwest Indiana, to thing. This is now a new book called Back From the Farm.
That's such a good show. Maybe you can re-listen to the show. I mean, it was very interesting.
But he's coming back on November 8th and Back From the Farm. So, and he'll also bring us up to date on what's going on at Theater at the Center. Don Porter from South Shore Orchestra will be coming on the 15th. And, oh, and let's see, this wonderful jazz group. What is his name? Billy Foster and Renee will be coming back, talking about the Jazz Fest coming up on the 30th. So that's what we got going on. Lots of things happening right here. But now we'd like to talk to our wonderful guest who came in. She's loves to do lots of different things, and we're going to explore that. I have never met her until just now, you know, on a handshake. So it's been really exciting. You know, we just booked her late last night, Esther.
Thank you so much, Nancy, for filling in.
So Nancy Nato Cassidy is coming here. She's an artist, dancer, and a bunch of other things. So welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to talk a little bit how we kind of do this. I do like the background stuff, and Esther always gets into the artsy stuff. So,
all right.
So tell us about where you're from originally, where you grew up and school.
Let's see. I grew up outside of Detroit in Southfield, Michigan. Went to Michigan State University and University of Michigan, so rivals.
Wow, that's a strange combination.
I know, right? Graduated from U of M, lived in Ann Arbor for 5 years, and then one day, as I was sitting in a cafe in Ann Arbor, I realized that I was hearing the same conversations over and over and over again, only different people having them, and I thought, okay, it's time to go. So I wanted to move to a city, and it was either going to be Chicago or New York. And I had gone, when I was at the University of Michigan, I had taken art history classes with Barbara Tannenbaum, who is now in Ohio curating, and she was working at Oxbow in Saugatuck, and so I went with her for the summer and worked at Oxbow and met a lot of Chicago people. All Chicago people.
All.
And ended up moving to Chicago and found my community, and I've been there since then, which is a long, long time ago.
So you're in Chicago? You live in Chicago?
Yeah, so I lived in Chicago for, I don't know, however long, many years. And we still have a photo studio there.
Okay.
But we bought a house in Beverly Shores 2.5 years ago, so we split our time. And
so where did you meet Chris and all of that?
Oh, okay. So my husband, Chris Cassidy, is a photographer, and we met at Name Gallery in Chicago on Hubbard Street. They were having one of their fun evenings. Phil and the Blanks was a band that was playing. Phil was the singer and the Blanks were the backup singers. Mm-hmm. He was walking by with a friend, and I had gone with a friend, a dancer. Her name's Jan Bartosik. We met there.
And on the dance floor?
On the dance
Please
floor.
Tell
yeah,
me.
Basically,
yes.
he asked me to dance, and so we did, and that was, you know, that was kind of that, how that happened.
Kismet.
Yes, it was Kismet, exactly. So we've been in Chicago a long time. We're in Northwest Indiana in Beverly Shores. We are very close to the lake and love nature. We found the dunes. It's just heavenly to be there.
While we're talking about Chris, who was going to try to be on the show today, but had a conflict, I was going through his photos, and he does a lot of food photography, which actually made me very hungry yesterday because I went for my annual well baby visit and had fasted, and so I was looking at the stuff. Oh my gosh! So he does a lot of that type of food photography, commercial photography.
So he shoots his own like beautiful work,
right?
But for a living, we shoot food photography, and we have a studio in Chicago with 2 Viking stoves and a big kitchen, and we have food stylists that come in and we shoot for packaging and advertising and marketing and all kinds of things. And it's really fun. We shoot a magazine called Plate. Shout out for Plate magazine.
And where can you get that?
Very attractive.
Plate is actually, it's a a trade magazine, so okay. It's not available in the stores. But if you're in the business, you can sign up and you can get it. It's not very expensive and it's beautiful. They also have a website, plateonline.com or .org, I forget.
We'll try and check that. And if you give that to me, I'll put it online later. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you have to kind of register, but it's very easy. It takes 3 minutes. So he shoots most of the photography for them and most of the magazine. And we call it our grown-up play group. Because we've been doing it now since the inception, about 15 years. And it's wonderful because they research, the editors research a topic from start to finish, who's doing what that's interesting across the country. We get the recipes, we shoot everything, we make everything in our studio, the food stylists do. I do the propping, Chris shoots, does the lighting, and it's really fun. And then we get to taste all the food.
Oh, yeah.
So we shoot a lot of other stuff that, you know, more commercial food packaged that maybe we don't want to eat as much. But the chef food is amazing. So, yeah, it's a really fun way to make a living.
That's great. And you can see those photos at CassidyPhoto.com. And like I said, just getting preparation late last night, I was going through that. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm hungry. That stuff
He also has his personal photography.
Well, we'll hit the commercial stuff. You know, being a photographer myself, even though I'm retired from my theater thing, you got to do the weddings and stuff to pay the bills. And I can still have some art to them. But, yeah, I still do a lot of fine art photography. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to Nancy Nato Cassidy on Art on the Air, 103.1 FM, WVLP. And so that's our guest for today. So now let's move on to you. Let's talk about what you do.
Let's talk about me. Yes.
Yeah, just for you got some time to do that. Yeah, and we had a chance to kind of glance at some of your art. So why don't you guys tell us your vision there?
Let's see. Well,
your process is so beautiful and interesting.
Thank you so much. I've always drawn and painted, and I've also always danced, and I feel very connected to my body. And when I'm not feeling in my body and connected to my body, then the art doesn't really flow. But so even just walking, when I start walking, I'm moving, my body starts going. I don't walk normally. I mean, if I'm in a city, I walk like a normal person, but if I'm out walking in nature, I almost kind of dance as I move.
And like she is right now
like
in the chair.
Like I am now. I can't sit still. So, and then the movement just creates gestural strokes and I see things, I see color. And so that's sort of how that evolves.
And that's where the vibrancy to her paintings come because she's using those gestures in her painting. It's a very physical method that you...
Yeah.
I mean, your whole body is involved in your
work. Right,
and
whenever I try to do something that's small, it's very hard for me because I love small art. I love looking at it because you come into this world. It could be tiny, and you just enter this world that's wonderful. But for me, the physical process of doing it, I need to be big.
And the vibrant colors, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Right. Right. I love color.
And what medium do you work in mostly?
I've been doing acrylic mostly, but I love pastels.
Okay.
I absolutely adore pastels.
And you mix both of them and they look fabulous.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. So I do a lot. And I might throw in watercolors and pastels and acrylic and kind of whatever I have. I'm sort of, I need this color and I have it in this
medium
material.
Yeah.
So I just use it, which is a little bit crazy, but that's what I do.
So along with dance, is music anything part of your life? Because dance and music always are so closely tied.
Yeah, they are. They are. And sometimes yes and sometimes no. So for me, I love rhythm. I love world music.
Okay.
And I also love really ethereal, kind of floating, where your brain just kind of goes and so sometimes I listen to music when I'm painting, and sometimes I don't. I did a piece, actually, that is in hanging in a law office in Chicago, which is amazing to me because it's really graffiti-like and really wild energy. And I did it after I was walking in Chicago, and it was one of those, I think, what are they? They call it Chicago Henge or something, when the sun comes straight down, right? And it was just the most amazing light, and I was seeing all the green dots in my eyes. And I came back and I turned on music from Hillbilly House, which is a friend of mine who does amazing music. He's a DJ. I turned on his music super loud, dancing around my studio, painting like a maniac. And it's just this wild piece. And it's in this law office that's very modern. They had just redone their offices. So white walls, very, you know, black iron or black steel windows. And then my piece at the end of the wall.
Pow.
The corridor. And I'm like, whoa.
Is it gigantic?
It's I think 3x6. Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it basically just fills that wall as you walk toward it. So
do you have that on your webpage? Why don't you tell us, first of all, your webpage address?
My webpage is nancynatocassidy.com, I think.
That's it. Right there.
I'm in the process of trying to redo it because currently, I can talk about this. I have a mix of landscape and also a lot of political art. And so it's a little jarring, and I'm trying to kind of redo it. Also, there's a lot of new work that's not on there. But it's Nancy, NATOW-CASSIDY.com.
No, but actually, in here, there's no hyphen.
Oh, no hyphen. No hyphen.
Yeah, it's Nancy Natow. That's NATOW, Cassidy.com. So it's all one thing together.
Okay.
No?
Thank you.
I'm looking at it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Make
there
sure
it is. I'm looking at there.
And we'll, you click on the, go to our show page. If you click on the picture, it will link you to that. And also link Chris's on his picture.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's because wonderful. We like to do that.
So I react to a lot of things. So for me, what I feel like I like to do, and I think the entire world would love to just be focused on beauty and peace and joy and color and sound and love. And yet we keep hearing about shootings, violence, gangs, Kurds, war, Syria. Mm-hmm. So our reveries are interrupted constantly. And I actually posted a photograph on Facebook the other day. I was out at sunset in my kayak. And it was this beautiful, just gorgeous night. I mean, I just like took a real quick snap. I didn't plan it. It was like, oh my God, look at that snap. Put it up. And I commented that I kind of feel a little guilty enjoying all of this while there's so much suffering and strife going on. So just the human condition of the ebb and flow and the good and bad and all of that. So a lot of that pops up in my art. So a lot of I love being outside. I love responding to the colors of nature. I don't necessarily feel like I need to be a realistic painter, but I love seeing the wetlands and the colors reflected in the water and the colors changing and the purple shadows that come in under yellows and just noticing the world, noticing how many colors there are. So when you look at something and you think, oh, that's all green, yeah, it is green, but there's
500 colors of green within that green.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And so how do you make those colors and how do you start differentiating them? And some are more yellow and more blue. And
then some have shadows over them, which changes the whole palette of the green again. So
exactly,
yeah.
Right. I love that. And then you hear something or you see something and it just like shocks you.
Yeah, it's very evocative to be in nature.
Yeah, and so then so I have a piece that I did that was after the Charleston shootings, and I have a piece that I did I was working on. It was a diptych. It was 6x6, actually, 5x6, so 10x6 piece. And it was really kind of Monet-ish, kind of. And then I kept hearing, this was during 2 summers ago, and then I was hearing about these shootings in Chicago, and I just had this image of like blood in the water. And so I ended up adding that, like the red into it, which I didn't make it look like blood. It was just color.
No, but it's jarring though, nonetheless.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But in a way, because of the setting, because of what it was in, it almost looked like flowers. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually bought by a woman in Chicago, and she finds it very peaceful and restful. And I didn't explain, her own reaction to it was that it is.
Sure.
And it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, but I know what that was. My process is trying to always be open to seeing the beauty in the world, sure. but not ignoring what else is going on.
You mentioned kayak, and you do that on Lake Michigan then?
I do.
You are so brave. I kayak, but I do it on my little lake that I live on in Chesterton. So,
well, yeah, because we live right there.
Right.
And so I don't go very far out.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many, 200 feet from the beach or something. I don't go very far.
Right.
And I tend to go sideways along the shore.
Well, that's how you should go, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I do see other people that go further out, and I think they're very brave. And I also go out when it's calm.
Well, yeah.
So, but actually, so my husband and I are when we got married, our honeymoon was in the Sea of Cortez, and we went sea kayaking.
Oh, my gosh.
With a group. And so we were kayaking out in the, yeah, and they were huge waves. The first day, we almost didn't go out because the waves were so big.
Sure.
And we went around, they took everybody around the bend to try to find a calmer place to go in. I had never done it before. And it was like, okay, do or die, here we go. And they pushed us out, and the wave literally went right over the kayak, over our heads, and shot us out the other side. And it was just like, go! And we just started paddling. And so we were out there. I forget, I think there were like 10 kayaks yeah. and then a follow boat. And so we were out there.
Sounds in exhilarating.
It was so exciting. So these big waves were going up and down. And I thought I'd be terrified, but it was fabulous.
Wow.
And at one point, there were giant...
The colors through the water are so beautiful.
Oh, it was stunning. At one point, manta rays started jumping out of the water. And at first we were like, wow, that's so cool. And then we were thinking, what's under the water that's making those things jump? And then we got scared because we didn't know.
Or will they jump under me and tip me over?
Yeah, yeah. But apparently they just do that kind of being playful.
Playful, yeah.
It was amazing. And then we went for our wedding anniversary a couple of years ago. We went down to Belize and did some more sea kayaking on a National Geographic trip. That was amazing. We went out to... we kayaked around the Blue Hole, which is a very, very deep... diving center, which I don't do that diving. Well, we did a little bit, like 20 feet.
Yeah.
But just being out in the water is so beautiful.
Sounds glorious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see the bow of the kayak out there.
Yeah, a beautiful
right. photo.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
That was the shot you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's beautiful at her Facebook page. So.
Yeah. The water was just really soft, and the orange light was on it, and
So with the painting, when did you start the portraits?
You know, the self-portraits?
The self-portraits.
Yeah, I've kind of always done them. I don't do a lot of them, but I guess because I'm always there, and so if I want to do a person or a face, I'm it, you know? So it's like set up a...
You don't have to pay a modeling fee that way.
I don't have to pay a modeling fee. I don't have to arrange with somebody. So I've just kind of always done it. I don't even know. Probably in my 20s, I would guess. Yeah.
It seems like you've done it. And so it's because they're not dated. There's, there's a whole group of them, and they're wildly different, of course, from each other. So, and you've attached words to it, and so you can see those emotions.
Yeah.
In the paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like doing them, and then some of the other ones. There's one on the. I don't know why this happened, but there's images. There's two faces. I think they're the first images that
right,
come
they
up. They're actually part of a bigger piece. It's probably 3 feet by 6 feet, 3 feet tall by 6 feet wide. And for some reason, those came up as individual shots, and I don't have a shot of the whole thing on there. But the one on the left is my grandmother.
Mm.
And the one on the right is my mother, both of which have passed away. And it was a piece that I did about maybe 2 years ago. There was other war and things
right.
happening and buildings burning in other places and all of that. And I just thought, it just keeps going on, there's another piece that I have that I can't remember the title of. It's in there somewhere, but it's of a man carrying a woman. And I used that image because it's so iconic. Like, if you go there, that happens forever. I mean, that's probably happened since the dawn of man, where somebody is carrying somebody away from something bad happening.
Some destruction.
So, yes. And so I found that image and I used it and I don't know, maybe it's not on there.
Yeah, it is. Iconic image repeated ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And then we've seen this before. It's kind of...
Yeah. But I really try to... But what I really love to do is just do beautiful stuff.
I know.
And just... I'll just mention this because you were talking about that there's two art openings in Beverly Shores tonight.
Oh, yeah.
One at the Depot and one at Ellen Fermi. If you go to both of those, go across the street to Goblin and the Grocer, which is a newish restaurant there. And I have a painting hanging. When you walk in the door, just to the left, there's a big painting of mine that's hanging there. And you can see that as well.
Yeah, you're listening to Nancy Nato Cassidy on Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. And we're exploring her work. You can see her work at Nancy Nato. That's NATOW Cassidy.com. And she's also on Facebook. And you can explore a little bit on our wonderful guest here. So you like working and living in Beverly Shores. You've been there about 2 years.
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing. I had no idea that Beverly Shores existed. We were, in Chicago for, 30 years. And I love Chicago. And I could never understand why people would leave for the summer. Because to me, Chicago in the summer, there's music, there's dancing, there's like, it's very lively. And, but then we have friends that live in Michiana, have a place in Michiana. We have other friends that have a house up in Shelby Township, up there. And we went up a couple times and we thought, wow, this is really nice. And where we were living is in Fulton Market in Chicago, which we moved there about 15 years ago when it was kind of quiet and there wasn't much there. It was old meat packing and it was close to our photo studio and also close to downtown. So we could walk to theaters, we could walk to music, walk to restaurants, walk to the lake. But over the last 15 years had gotten more and more developed. I think it's probably one of the most developing neighborhoods in the country, definitely in Chicago. And it started to just get on our last nerve. We were kind of like, okay, we're done. We need to move. And so some friends had told us about Beverly Shores. And so we came out and drove around and we're kind of amazed at we first drove in through the wetlands.
Right.
And then, through the neighborhood with the rolling wooded dunes, and then there's the lake. And we were like, how did we not know about this? An hour from Chicago. So, yeah, we ended up moving there, and we love it. And the community there is so open and inviting and friendly.
Right.
And in Chicago, we have wonderful friends, but, everybody's busy. Everybody has a million things they're doing. And it's, we should get together sometime,
right?
Which may or may not happen. Here, people are saying, "Oh, come over for dinner tonight. What are you doing tomorrow night?" And all of a sudden, there's like a very warm, very.
I think people in the East and West Coast call it Midwest nice.
Yes, yeah, it's Midwest nice, and we have in Chicago.
I think we have
a lot of Midwest nice too. But it's just that I think people lead busier lives, and I think when you're out here, people are here to have a little bit slower, a little bit quieter, a little bit more social time.
And unfortunately, Northwest Indiana, and I've said this before on the show, suffers from being in the shadow of Chicago, both media-wise and everything like that. And I remember when I was working at Theater at the Center in Munster when we were first kind of starting up, getting actors to come out to audition, and it was like, okay, well, do I need a hotel room? No, we are closer to downtown than the old Candlelight was.
Right.
I said, thinking Muncie. I said, and it's like, and is this like a barn with it? No, it's a real brand new theater and everything. And so now you see where Theater at the Center is now. It's a preeminent venue. But yeah, there's a perception of Northwest Indiana, probably because if you took Northwest Indiana and transplanted it like somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, it's about 700,000 people. This is the size of Indianapolis,
Wow.
So we really have, and we have a thriving cultural community here.
Yeah, it's a great region.
Yeah.
I've been so amazed and impressed and had no idea because I grew up in Detroit area.
Right.
And then I lived in Chicago. So I was always bypassing. I was just like going one direction or the other as fast as I could. And so I really never explored it at all.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's more than corn.
It's way more than corn. And seeing the Franklin Street and the Nest and Lubesnik Center, and by the way, the Images show that's there now is fabulous. Do not miss it. It's fantastic. I own an Ed Paschke. Friends of mine that sadly neither one of them are alive anymore, but Fred Good and Leslie Wolfe, they owned Four Brothers Press. They printed the Ed Paschke poster that was when it was a show at Navy Pier. I have one of the original prints, but it's a beautiful show.
It is. I saw that. I went to see that.
And yes, it's a excellent show.
Beautiful show. And then coming up soon will be the 40th anniversary show for Area Artists Association.
That is true.
And I have three pieces going on that one.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That was a fast 40. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, that is. That is. So we're just getting all the logistics worked out for that. So what do you see in the future for your art ventures? Anything different or you just react to what's happening?
Well, sort of. So I love dance. I still love to dance. I don't perform dance anymore, but...
Did you perform dance? Let's go down that. Okay.
I did, yeah. I used to choreograph and perform and paint, and there's a place in Chicago called Lynx Hall that used to be up by Wrigleyville. It's now on Western Avenue. I did some pieces there. I did some work at Moming, which doesn't exist anymore. Mm. It was an old church that was an art center. It's now condos, of course. One of the things that I did long ago was I had invited a couple of choreographers to do a choreographic portrait of me, like, how do you see me?
Oh, okay.
And then I did my own, and then I did my own art, and so we had this kind of multimedia thing. So I've always loved to combine that, and I also, one of my favorite things that Chicago does that I would love to try to have Michigan City do is called Chicago Summer Dance. They do in the summer, it's like 3 or 4 months, 4 nights a week, they have a 4,000 square foot outdoor dance floor. They have a stage, they have live bands come, and they do dance lessons of various kinds. It could be anything, salsa, swing, polka, Indian, whatever. And then it's 2 hours of free dancing. And everybody in the city comes, every age, culture, language, color, everybody's out there dancing with each other, and it's so wonderful. And so I've always wanted a space where people could come, where I could facilitate that and have a big enough space that I could have an art studio where I could do big works, because right now I'm setting up and taking down in my own house, which I need a space where I can set it up and leave it.
Leave it, right.
Just make a mess, leave it, and have a big enough space that...
You can move.
You can move around and do multiple things at a time, because I don't want to only work on one piece. I think that for me, where I would like to go with it is to work on one piece and then start another one and go back and forth, because I do like to revisit things and not feel like I have to finish something or feel like it's finished or put it away, but have a space that would be able to inviting for other people to come.
Have you done any choreography for theater?
I don't think I have. I used to dance in musical theater.
Oh, okay. Because musical theater is my main love.
Which I love musical theater
as
well.
I do too. I often break into a song, you know, from musical theater.
It's so much fun. Yeah. I get greeted by a song every Friday morning.
Yeah. When I was like 15, 16, in Southfield, Michigan, of all places, they had a great summer program and they did musical theater. And they had 1 year, and I wish I could remember their names. It was a husband and wife team, choreographers, who had done... They danced on Broadway. They came and choreographed the whole show for us, and we did fabulous things. And I've been in many of those. So, yeah, I love musical theater as well.
In fact, Nancy was one of our star hula dancers for the fashions, the soiree that
there
we did with the downtown district merchants.
Oh, right. I had goat toenails. It's not an instrument of they're kind of African.
So goat much
toenails.
Fun.
I wrapped them around my ankle and was using them as rhythm.
Yeah, you inspired everybody on the the fashion show. It was so wonderful. Yeah. Next year. We'll plan next year.
Planning dancing next year. So looking for a space in Michigan City or in the area that you can have for you, but also maybe for the community. Maybe like start.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you could start at the Nest and expand from there.
Well, you know, I wish the Nest was bigger, because dance was when I first when I first started to rehab the building, I brought a dancer in, and I'm like, well, here's what I would like to do. And she's like, oh, this place will never be big enough. But that was before all the walls were taken down. And so
Your space is malleable because you've got that ability to open it up, close it up, to do that.
We had yoga last night, and it's all open now. So
yeah. But I do. I would. I almost bought a building in Michigan City, and it was.
I know one that's open.
Well, I was looking at one. It was a Beau Trust building, and it was wonderful. But it needed a lot of work, which translates to a lot of money. And the owners were not. And it also needed to have a I forget the environmental inspections, and they weren't willing to have. They were like, it's as is, and I was like, well, I can't. Do that.
No.
Like, I need to know what I'm getting into and how much it's going to be.
If there's a hazard, if there's some sort of chemical hazard.
And I've also, I hate to say this, and you know, I know you've probably got a wide range of people that listen politically. I'm a Democrat. And so in the age of Trump, I have become less willing to actually invest my money in buying something right now because I'm terrified of what's going on right now. So I'm looking to rent. I was looking to buy. Now I'm looking to rent. And what I found is a lot of places that are big and are for sale aren't interested in renting. I've tried. And I'm like, really? Because I'd pay you whatever your mortgage is or whatever you need. You know, I would pay it.
Sure.
But there, a lot of them are like, no, we want to sell it. I'm like, okay. So that's been a little bizarre to me. I mean, Chicago, I thought it would be very easy coming out here, finding big space like that. And it's around, but it's been a little challenging. But that's sort of going forward, perhaps.
Okay, that's your future. Any final thoughts? We're about ready to wrap up here in about a minute or so about your art, your collaboration with that photographer guy.
This might be a quick question, but maybe it's not. So when you have your blank canvas, are you going into it knowing what's going to happen, or
no. In fact, I sometimes I have an idea, but what I've started to do, because for a lot of people, for a lot of artists, a blank canvas is very intimidating, and so I really love to just pour water on the canvas, throw it around with my hands, throw on some pigment, throw that around, and then let that dry for a minute or an hour, and then go into it so that I have something.
You've had some energy going into it.
Like, there's some movement and some energy to it.
Well, we'd like to thank you for coming in today, especially at the last minute, Nancy Nato Cassidy, for sharing her life and everything like that. We missed her husband. That would have been an interesting combination back and forth. We'd probably do a two-hour show with you guys. You've been listening to Art in the Air. We're heard every Friday at 11 a.m., rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. Your host, Larry Breckner, Esther Golden. Thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, for getting us on the air. Our underwriters for the show are Valparaiso University, Brower Museum, and Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Project Grant. By the way, you can also hear us on WIUN Red Hawk Radio, and we're rebroadcast Sundays at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. So that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you're interested in being a guest, sending us information about your arts or arts-related event, appear on here, please email us at artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Next week, we're going to have some great guests on, and so we hope you tune in and listen to us. Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a great week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart.